This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about President Bush drawing the wrong lessons from history. For over 4 years, the Bush administration has resisted any comparisons between the war in Iraq and the U.S. experience in Vietnam. Bush has repeatedly rejected the idea that we should not be in the middle of a sectarian conflict, and because of that, we are bogged down in an unwinnable war. Against all evidence, Bush also objected to the charge that the Iraqi army was doing just as poorly as the South Vietnamese forces did against the Viet Cong. But now Bush wants to draw his own lessons from Vietnam. Even though he chose not to serve there, he says that our troops should have stayed there until victory over the communists had been achieved. Bush suggests that the defeatists in Vietnam are responsible for the boat people, the re-education camps, and the killing fields in Cambodia. Bush seems to forget that we invaded Cambodia and reinstalled a weak right-wing government that made the Khmer Rouge victory and their atrocities possible. It is true that many Vietnamese suffered horribly after the war, but that pales in comparison to the at least 1 million who died because of our intervention and who still die from exploding munitions and whose infants are deformed because of Agent Orange. Likewise, far more Iraqis have died in our war than were killed during Saddam's 24-year rule. In both countries and in Afghanistan, American military shock and awe continues to kill many innocent civilians. Bush's concern for the Vietnamese boat people is not matched by his administration's meager embrace of Iraqis fleeing the war. Nearly 2 million Iraqis have left their country, and most of them are living under miserable conditions in Jordan and Syria. To date, the U.S. has accepted only 592 Iraqi refugees, while Sweden, with 8.5 million people, has accepted 70,000. Bush also drew parallels to Japan and Korea and how U.S. perseverance there led to the development of two successful democracies. Bush seems to forget that the U.S. supported Korean dictators for 42 years before the shock of killing 207 student demonstrators in 1980 gave way to the first truly democratic elections in 1987. Imperial Japan directly attacked us and our allies, whereas Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks and had no substantial links to Al-Qaeda, which is now operating in Iraq only because of the chaos we've caused there. When Saddam did invade Kuwait in 1991, a broad coalition rose up to push him back to Baghdad. Bush the Elder made a wise decision not to pursue him there because, as his defense secretary Dick Cheney warned, the notion that we ought to go to Baghdad and somehow take control of the country strikes me as a classic definition of a quagmire. Earlier this year, Bush drew another faulty parallel, this time to the Revolutionary War. Speaking to members of the Virginia National Guard on July 4th, Bush compared American soldiers in Iraq with citizen recruits who left their fields to join General Washington against the invading British and their German mercenaries. But surely American troops and Blackwater's hired guns are the Redcoats and the Hessians in this war, and the American rebels are the insurgents who, according to British generals, refuse to fight according to the rules of war. Bush's blatant misreading of history has undermined what is left of his credibility. We now have a U.S. president who is far more out of touch with reality than ever before. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.